Danny Glover, Police Represent the Last Line of Defense for White Supremacy. By Ben Q on July 2, 2020. Actor and far-left activist Danny Glover, perhaps best known for playing LAPD police officer Roger Murtaugh in the Lethal Weapon film series, has declared that the police in America represent the last line of defense for white supremacy. But the violence that we see, whether it's the toxic places where they, black people, live, the inadequacy of health care for them, whether it's the lack of affordable housing, the absence of jobs at living wages, all those things, that's basically going unseen. We see the actual violence because the police is what it is. It's the last line of defense for white supremacy. That's what the police represents. They don't protect African Americans, Danny Glover said in an interview with Variety, speaking about the death of George Floyd and the frenzy of protests and hysteria that followed it. You can make an argument that the institutional violence has its roots in so many different ways, the Predator and the Color Purple star said. The violence that we see now that is acted out on the physical body of George Floyd has been the kind of violence that is ingrained within the American idea of its culture, in its own subtlety, since the first Africans were brought here. So it's 400 years of violence. It's not just now. Glover has long been one of Hollywood's most vocal supporters of the Black Lives Matter movement, as well as other left-wing causes such as Bernie Sanders's unsuccessful presidential campaign and Hugo Chavez's disastrous Bolivarian Revolution in Venezuela. Last year, Danny Glover testified before Congress on the issue of providing financial reparations for descendants of Africans enslaved in the United States, describing it as a moral, democratic, and economic imperative. Despite much progress over the last centuries, this hearing is yet another important step in the long and heroic struggle of African Americans to cure the damages inflicted by enslavement, post-emancipation, and forced racial exclusionary policies, he declared at the time. Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.